Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Brick House Radio South. That will actually be starting this Sunday. And we're going to touch on a little bit about the Donald Trump situation. Now, I know a lot of you, you know, may be Trump supporters, may be against Trump. But me, for one, I don't think it's feasible for him to be in office. He's inciting riots, people. Now, that they say that black people, you know, are the, quote, and I'm air quoting now, troublemakers, but Mr. Trump is seeming to have an uprising with the, you know, white supremacists, Ku Klux Klan, anyone that is anti-melanin. So I definitely, you know, would like to hear anyone's comments, responses, insight on the show. We'll actually have callers come in a little later. And I just want to, you know, say shout out to Chicago for shutting shit down. Like, Trump, you thought you was going to Chicago. You thought you was going to kick the same bullshit you've been kicking at every other, you know, gathering that you've been having. But guess what? Chi-Town ain't playing that shit. Try that shit in the DMV, and it may be a little worse, because we got a lot of people in the DMV that really, really don't give a fuck. And, you know, that's sad to say, but they out there, and the last thing they want is a motherfucker like Trump in office that's going to make shit worse than what it already is. So, basically, you know, Trump, you need to go ahead and give it up. Drop out the race. And let somebody that's qualified, Trump, you're a businessman. How the hell are you going to run multi-billionaire companies or multi-million companies and run the United States as well? That's, you know, that's not going to be possible because you can't be two places at once. And it causes a conflict of interest because, for one, if you're supposed to be running a country, that should be your sole purpose for being president, is to make sure this country is taken care of properly. You can't do that when you're worried about your stocks, your bonds, and your other businesses that you had prior to being president. Now, I'm not wishing him into the White House. I'm actually hoping he does not even make it as far as being placed on a ballot. But for the most part, there are people out there that do support Trump. And to all those people, I tell you, fuck you. And that's for either celebrities or basically celebrities, any trailer park trash, anybody that thinks Trump is worthy, and fuck that little old lady that did the Hail Hitler salute, you know, at one of the rallies. Like, come on, bitch. Like, really? You lucky you was even invited to this old Negro country. And I say old Negro because black people been here a long-ass time. So, bitch, you barely, you know, are a citizen, and you want to come with that shit? Like, come on, lady. Like, give it up. Like, you probably ready, you got one foot in the grave already, bitch. Give it up. Just enjoy the fact that you, you know, even in America and not in Germany or wherever you were initially born at, because if your shit was all that over there, you wouldn't have made it your business to try to become a U.S. citizen. So now, for the most part, I want to make sure that everyone is enjoying their St. Patrick's Day. I want to say happy birthday to my man Pootie. He not on tonight. We had a little schedule altercation, so, you know, shout out to him. Sorry you couldn't be on here funning with us, but I'm sure you're probably having fun at work. Side eye with the work. And again, happy 27, Pootie, and I'm glad you're here to see another year, brother. But as far as our special guest, again, we have Mr. Curtis Gardner. And as I stated earlier, he's a part of Brick House Radio, and he's Brick House Radio South. He's definitely going to be an asset because now we are, you know, basically taking over the East Coast, and we're letting everybody know that, you know, we are here, you know, Brick House Radio. That's what it's all about. We want to make sure that we get everything to you guys, and we want to make sure that everything is good for you. And, you know, you get to know about being black, you know about being beautiful, and you know about being proud and standing up for yourself, because that's what a brick house is. You know, it's like a brick wall against any foolishness. So we definitely want to make sure that everyone is, you know, appreciate it, because right now it's a lot of people in this world that don't appreciate us black women, black people as a whole, but definitely, you know, we are on and popping. Right now we have Mr. C. Allen. He's back on the air. How you doing, Mr. Allen?
What's going on, Will? What's going on, Brick House Radio listeners? What's popping? What's popping?
Oh, man, you know, they out there listening to us talk about Trump. What's your intake on it, sir?
Now, when Donald Trump first announced that he was going to run for president, I said this back in, I think, September, October. Like, he has enough people that believe in the rhetoric that he speaks that might make this feasible. People said, no, ain't nobody going to vote for Donald Trump. And, you know, he ain't even going to win the GOP and this, that, whatever. And now look what's going on. You know what I mean? The thing with Donald Trump is, Donald Trump speaks to the fears that every conservative white male and woman has about America. He speaks to the fears. He speaks to the fears of minorities possibly becoming a majority in this country. He speaks to that. And his listeners have been waiting for somebody to be able to have the time and the TV time and the coverage to speak on it. And that's what Donald Trump is. I mean, me, myself, I feel like he's a pawn, you know, but at the end of the day, as long as he got people that believe in what he's saying, he's going to remain relevant. The thing that we need to do is to figure out how to get him out of any type of relevance that would possibly give him the presidency.
Well, I mean, look, I feel like this. Trump is not one of my favorite people. I don't know him personally. I'm just saying as far as media coverage and the things I've seen, as far as his show and that sort of thing, like, he has a very loose mouth. And, you know, he's talking about punching people in the face. Somebody needs to punch him in his face and shave that fucking head, because I'm tired of seeing that layover that's barely hanging over. And, you know, he needs to keep it a stack. Like, Trump, there's no need for you to have 18 inches of hair swirled around your fucking head, man. Like, that's some white boy shit. No disrespect, but black people don't do comb-overs either. You got a fade, you got a bald spot, or you bald. That's just what it is. You know, your hairline gone, you try to hold on to it as long as you can. Most black men, once it's gone, it's fucking gone.
I was ready to say, it's a lot of cats out there that's still trying to hold on to their dreads and cornrows. No disrespect to Stevie Wonder, he's an icon, but, you know, he's still trying to hold on to them dreads on back of his head.
Yeah, you know, but that's because Stevie can't really see what's going on. Somebody need to go ahead and cut them little five little dreadlocks and let Stevie be bald and just keep him in hats. And that's my opinion on Stevie Wonder. But Donald Trump, you know, he's inciting riots. Like, come on, man. Like, do you really want that in your life? Do you want these urban terrorists? Because that's what I call niggas in the street, especially the ones that got nothing to live for, nothing to die for, and nothing but guns to play with, you know. And, you know, they may not even be able to vote, but at the same time, they're definitely going to be on their tip when it comes to people that they love that can vote. They want their people to be able to vote for somebody that's reasonable, that they think is going to, you know, do us a little bit more justice. You know, I come to terms with the fact that Barack is actually at the finish line, basically. You know, it hurts me that I can't go and write him in and he can serve another term or just be president until he fucking die. Like, I'm saying that because I know everybody has a hidden agenda. Everybody has a motive. You know, far as whatever Barack's is, he hasn't shown me that he isn't worthy of continuing a presidency. He has made peace around the world with a lot of people. He's kept us from being blown up these last 8 years, because I'm telling you, I do believe if Barack was in office during the time of 9/11, I don't think that would have never happened. And that's just me personally, because of the humble and intelligent gentleman that he is, you know. Yeah, he's black or half black, or call it whatever you want, you know, Caucasian or whatever the, you know, your preference is, but he's also good-hearted, because how many presidents have had beer conferences? Like, come on, y'all sit down and talk your problems out over a beer. Like, really? People have graced the White House that probably would have never had an opportunity to step in there because of him being president. So to have someone like that, to go from that type of humbleness to this irate swoop head motherfucker, I can't deal with it. Like, a lot of people don't agree with Hillary's concepts and her platforms, but I would rather put her in office than to have Trump in office, because for one, I know Hillary has more political background than Donald Trump has. She's been groomed by a prior president, which is her husband, which was one of the presidents that America as a whole really liked as a person, as a president, and as a leader. So to have someone with Trump that has no political experience, he's never been senator, he's never been governor, mayor, alderman, none of that. To have him to actually have an opportunity to run this country, everybody better get ready to go underground, because the revolution would not be televised.
Now, I will say one thing as far as Hillary Clinton. The more that we see about her, her political ambition, the more we start to hear about things in the past that she said, comments that she's made. And let's not forget now, as black as people want to make her husband out to be, he also passed a few laws that put a lot of first-time offenders behind prison walls.
But my thing of it is the area expertise. She's, you know, she's into politics. Donald Trump is into kicking people off his show and making sure his head don't blow in the wind. That's the type of shit he's worried about. You know, he's not really worried about, he's more worried about his money getting fucked up than the economy being fucked up. That's why he wants to be president, so he can have control of his money and everybody else's money. Not to be president, to be a political leader, to be in the forefront for forward movement. He wants to slap us back 100 years to where as though we had to not be able to have eye contact with white people, step and fetch, pick and cotton. That's what I see when I look at Trump. I see a regression instead of a progression.
I can dig that, but like I said, it's just a lot about Hillary Clinton that I can't actually get behind because, just like I said, the more that I've been reading about her and learning about her, I've just come to find out that, you know, she's created a lot of tension as far as, I mean, even when Barack was running, you know, she threw a couple shots at him too, you know. But what we got to look at is if you don't want to vote for Clinton or Donald Trump, just make sure you vote for somebody. Get out and vote. Even if you feel like you got to write Bernie Sanders in, you know, just get out there and vote. Because these two candidates, I think, are two of the shakiest candidates that we could ever have that could possibly be our president.
Wow.
Now, I mean, look at when it comes to the Black Lives Matter movement. You know what I mean? Like, Hillary Clinton isn't in place with the Black Lives Matter movement. She isn't in play with that. She's not. She hasn't shown any compassion toward that movement as far as I've seen. Now, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and people, you feel free to call in and let me know where you think that I'm wrong at. But as far as my ideals on her, like, I really don't think that she would be a good candidate for president. And like I said, that's just based on my personal opinion. I'm not saying that my personal opinion is the end-all, be-all. I'm not saying that my personal opinion is the fact above all facts, but just what I've seen from her and the more that I read and the more that I look at things that she's involved in, it's really not looking, you know, like, I understand, you know, it would be a big move for women because this is something that women have been fighting for and championing for decades, for the possibility of seeing a woman president. But we really, 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 if you want to vote for her, please make sure you understand all of her politics before you vote for her. Don't vote for her just because she's a woman and you're a woman or you don't want Trump. Make sure that the vote you make is for the best suited person to help our country.
Well, with that being said, I want to actually make sure that, you know, everyone understood exactly what you said. Feel free to call in. When you do call in, press 1, and when we are able to take calls, we will do so and let you engage in a conversation, express your thoughts, your feelings. And also, I want to make sure that, again, everyone is enjoying their St. Patrick's Day. If there's anyone out there that is drinking, I do encourage you not to drive. Have a designated driver or have someone to come and pick you up. Cab, some type of escort service. I don't mean as far as, you know, a naked escort. I mean somebody that really cares about you, that wants to make sure you make it home safely. So with no further ado, we're going to introduce Mr. Curtis Gardner. He is now the he runs Brick House South. Again, that will be starting on Sunday. And introduce yourself, Mr. Gardner.
Well, first off, thank you for having me on the show. My name is Curtis Gardner. Here, down here in the South in Tennessee. I'm the president of the Brick House magazine. And like you just said, the new show, Brick House South, starts Sunday.
Okay. Just a few questions, Mr. Gardner. I just want to know, how did you get in the position where you decided you wanted to be, you know, president of Brick House South? You know, just what led up to that moment?
Well, a few years back, a mutual friend of ours, me and Yanni, had referred me about writing in one of her magazines. And so I wrote a few articles here and there, and that was like the beginning of it. And then when she reached back to me, probably back in about the later part of last year, she asked me about Brick House South. She wanted to bring it back. So by me being the president of the magazine, so it just pretty much started from there. It's been popping up since.
Okay. Well, I mean, for the most part, that is wonderful. I'm glad to be in association with you. You seem like a great guy, and you seem like you've got, you know, everything lined up as far as your business aspects. But is there any other things that you're into besides the journalism and the writing and the radio? Do you have any special interests?
Music, of course. That's pretty much that's what really led up to me doing all of this now, was just working with music as far as, like, promoting and things of that nature.
Okay, so do you write songs? Do you play an instrument?
It's just like the promoting side, submitting artists to blogs and websites and radio and things of that nature, doing press-related things like EPKs and writing bios and things of that nature.
Oh, okay. Now, I did read that you had an interest in poetry. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. I still do poetry. I still write.
Okay. Well, what's your poetry style like? Is it spoken word or what would you categorize it?
I performed two or three times. Twice at a church-related event, and then one at an actual, like, spoken word open mic event.
Okay. Do you have a favorite poem? Because you can actually recite it on air if you like.
Oh, favorite poem.
I mean, if not,
I don't really have a favorite one. But my poetry style, it's pretty diverse. When I first started, it was more, you know, I would make all my words rhyme and things of that nature, and then as I kind of grew, I kind of broke out of that, and now I write more off of feeling than anything now, and when I'm writing, I do a lot of, like, erotica pieces, and then, of course, I do, like, inspirational pieces as well. So.
Okay. Do you have one you would like to share?
Just see. You know what I do? I do have one I can share.
All right. We're ready whenever you are.
All right. Now, this is when, I believe I wrote this one. It's been a few years ago, but I'll read this one. It's called Body Worship.
Okay.
Take off your rags. Stand in the mirror. Be amazed at God's work. Your beautiful body is to be praised, be worshipped in every way. Make it rain, offering that I can't afford. The skin tone of a queen, body of a goddess, basking in naked glory. Bear all your desires and fantasies. Embrace your needs. Feel your body from head to toe. Perky breast in the thighs are like inner juices flowing like a tidal wave. Your reflection in the mirror. Be enticed by what you see. Body worship for the time being.
Wow, that was great.
Right. I got a question. I see here that you've been in the promotion game for quite some time now.
Yeah.
As an independent promoter, what's one of the biggest obstacles you find yourself coming across when you're trying to, you know, get out there and handle some business or do promotion for an artist or whoever you're promoting for? What's one of the biggest obstacles you've run into?
The biggest. Well, that's a proof. That's kind of like a double-edged answer because I say probably working with other, like, independent promoters that can be, you know, it's a lot of, you know, I guess you could say politics and ass-kissing sometimes you got to do when I'm not with it. So being from an artist standpoint, again, sometimes, you know, for example, you know, you could set something up for an artist, but, you know, depending on, you know, who's running the event, you know, sometimes, you know, you may go into, let's say, an open mic event, and, you know, you might have, like, four or five judges, and you think it's going to be fair, but then you come to find out, you know, it's not fair. Favoritism, maybe due to maybe a hometown favorite or just maybe a particular sound that, you know, maybe people just kind of cater to or, you know, things like that.
Okay, I can
dig it. The next thing I would probably say is sometimes, you know, for an artist, it's so much out here that, you know, chugging your way in all angles, it's like, sometimes as an artist, it's like, you know, working with artists is like, damn, well, which way do I go?
Okay, okay.
It's like a Wild West out here. Like, you know, you got some people that, you know, they've gotten big off one song, but then you got people who, you know, they've been doing this for years, and, you know, the slow grind pace and just kind of, you know, keeping their face and name out there and putting out, you know, I say a high-quality body of work each time really put them on the run.
Okay. So you think that the promotion game or as far as the magazine game, which one have you been able to make the easiest transition into as far as handling the magazines or doing promotion? Which one was you think was like, oh, okay, this might not be too tough at all?
Probably the magazine was actually easier. Because, you know, actually I have a blog, so, you know, I do interviews and stuff on my blog, and so kind of, and I write articles on there as well, so kind of keeping with that same pace and format was probably an easier transition because I kind of already knew what I was doing for the most part. When I started promoting, I really didn't know what the hell I was doing. It was just, you know, I had a team of artists I was working with, and I just wanted to help them, you know, get their name and brand out there, you know. So I was just doing a lot of stuff, and, you know, they kept saying I was good at it, so I kept with it. And I kept and slowly learned stuff as I went along.
Okay, that's what's up.
Okay. Well, for the most part, Mr. Gardner, like, what is it that you actually enjoy the most? Like, which one actually appeases your artistic side? Is it the blogs? Is it the promotion? You know, is it the magazine, the show? Which one do you think, you know, taps into your most artistic juices?
It's probably a tie between the poetry and probably, like, the music promotion. The magazine and, like, the show is still relatively new to me. So maybe a year from now when you ask me that, the answer may change. But right now it's still, like, poetry and music, the music promotion.
Okay. Well, let everybody know where they can find your blog, the magazine, everything. Give all your 411 so everybody can reach out and, you know, participate.
All right. My blog is outoforbitentertainment.com. Post a lot of indie music, a lot of, you know, movie trailers, music videos, articles, things of that nature. The magazine, if I'm not mistaken, is on blurb.com. You still get the first issue. The next issue is coming next month. Then I'm on social media. You find me on Facebook, Curtis Gardner. I have a blog, just same name, Out of Orbit Entertainment. You can find the like page for it. I'm on Twitter at KurtKurtz87, C-U-R-T-C-U-R-T-87. LyricalPoet87 is also my Twitter. And I'm on, you can type my name in, find me on Google Plus and LinkedIn and everything else.
Okay. All right. Well, we want to get your intake on Donald Trump. What did you think about that situation as far as the, you know, inducing riots and that sort of thing?
Well, he's the type of person and always has been the type of person that he's always been for, you know, himself. He's, you know, he's not doing it for anybody else but him, but himself. So, you know, he's not somebody I'm going to vote for by any means. You know, the most logical pick for me is probably Bernie Sanders, being that, you know, if you look at his history of civil rights and things of that nature, like he's been in the game for a while. Like you can look back on his resume and see that, hey, he's been doing this for a minute, you know. So, you know, as far as him inciting riots and things of that nature, really he's playing the old trick by the book, which is playing to the fear of the people or the fears and minds of the people. So, you know, anybody who opposes him, that's what they do.
All right. Well, it's been an honor, Mr. Gardner, to have you on the show. I appreciate you taking time out for Brick House Radio. And may many blessings be blessed upon you. And thanks for giving us a call. And also, fuck Trump. Hashtag fuck Trump.
Okay. Thank y'all for having me on. I greatly appreciate this. It's an honor.
No problem. All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your night, sir. Thanks again for calling in the Brick House Radio.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back, Brick House Radio. It's your girl Cam, aka Karma, and my man C. Allen. What up, though?
What's going on, everybody? Look, man, do you mind, darling? I just got a few things I want to speak on real quick. Today I noticed, you know, today's St. Patrick's Day, you know, and what we have is, I noticed on Facebook today and on a lot of social media, you know, a lot of people took the high road, took the soapbox route, and wanted to kind of shoot down on people who wanted to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And my thing for that is this. We don't give a fuck what you think about what another person does for any holiday that's celebrated throughout the year. Because at the end of the day, you end up looking stupid and you end up contradicting yourself for downing people for celebrating a certain holiday if you celebrate other holidays that aren't considered for black people either. And I just find that to be so disturbing with today's world and the way things are going on and the way things are set up nowadays. Because we have to start learning how to tolerate each other a little bit better, especially our people, you know. And that it bothers me because I consider myself a down-to-earth dude. I consider myself a person who's up socially conscious and knows, you know, the struggles of our people and the history and the history of the holidays that are celebrated. And what you do is you create that separation that we've been trying to work against, and I just can't deal with people like that. I mean, Karma, I don't know how you feel about that, but that's just my whole view on that. I mean, how do you feel about celebrating holidays that aren't, air quote, considered for our people?
I look at, first things first, this is America. You have the choice to do whatever you like within the laws of the land. And we have kids, and they are infatuated with the symbols of these holidays, not necessarily because they want to be something that they're not, but they're embracing different cultures, and they're embracing different things that are around them. Like, I know that I couldn't have sent the kids out today without having green on, because the baby, she would have cried all day because she wasn't participating as everyone else. I look at holidays as a way to get away from everyday life. When I say that the struggles that you go through, yeah, they're going to be there the following day, but take that one day to rejoice for life, to rejoice for fun, family, friends, and well-being. And if getting out drinking green beer is going to help people forget about the shit that's going on with Trump, so be it. Like, I've never had either one of my parents to fully participate in any of the holidays. Like, my dad didn't give me flowers on Valentine's Day. At one point in time, he stopped celebrating Christmas. My mother stopped celebrating Christmas. She never decorated a house for St. Patrick's Day. She never, you know, gave me candy for Valentine's Day or anything like that. So I just think that's a part of life. Every culture, every continent has their own ways of celebrating. There are different things that go on in China that don't go on here. There's certain things that go on here that don't happen in India. Like, everybody has their rituals, and I'm air quoting rituals, but, you know, like St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, Memorial Day, like, those are days that people should be proud of who they are or who they surround themselves with. So if you feel as though you want to put on green and march around looking like a leprechaun today, so be it. If that makes you comfortable and makes you free to be who you are, then so be it. Like, I don't think it's wrong to participate in those holidays. Like, a lot of people put too much into it. Like, it's a day out of the year to have fun, to do something fun. You don't wear green and, you know, shamrocks every day.
Unless you're a leprechaun.
Unless you're a leprechaun. You know what I mean? But, you know, for the most part, like Christmas, like, I love Christmas. I love seeing the surprised look on my kids' faces when they open gifts that they either wanted or didn't expect to get. And, you know, it makes it all worth it because, believe it or not, happiness is the root of everything. You know, love embodies a lot of stuff, but that happiness, you can't love nobody if you're not happy. So to be able to have that one little day, them 24 hours of happiness, one day a month or once every 6 months or, you know, whenever the holidays come around, just so be it, you know. I just feel like anybody has the opportunity to do what they feel makes them happy. You know, I've seen a lot of pictures on my timeline with people who may not have been getting along. Today they're getting along. They're having drinks. You know, they got their green beads on, you know, drinking green beer. Like, I'm not mad at that. You know, it's a cause for celebration because tomorrow's not promised. So any day that we can have to celebrate, I feel as though everybody that wants to participate should be able to do so and dive in head first if they feel as though that's what they want to do.
Word. And I feel the same way. My view on holidays is this. As a child, my parents were socially conscious, and they knew, you know, the backgrounds behind the holidays. But one of the things they didn't do was take it away from us as a child. Now, what they did as we got older was explain to us what the holidays meant and where they came from and how they were originated and how they affected our people. And they allowed us to develop our own mind and decide on how we wanted to deal with them. Now, before I had children, Christmas, no, I didn't decorate the house. You know, Thanksgiving, we would go to my mom's house for Thanksgiving. You know what I mean? Halloween, we would get candy, of course, for the kids that would come knock on the doors or whatever. You know, but now that I have children, I have to allow them to be able to see and understand and experience these holidays. So when they come to the age and I start breaking them down on what's going on with these holidays and where they came from and how they were originated, they'll be old enough to understand and use their own mind to be able to figure out how they want to celebrate. You understand what I'm saying? So what we got to do right now, man, is, yeah, we got to educate our kids. We got to get them hip on what's going on because we all know that the schools are not explaining these holidays all the way down to the core like they should be explained or like we learned about them once we got older. Because these weren't things that we were taught in school. But to just down another person for wanting to celebrate a certain holiday, like, that's just not cool with me, especially if you're not involved with any uplifting activities any other time of the year to help our people. That's what the people I have a problem with. The people who don't do nothing for the black community, but when a holiday come up, oh, shit, they Malcolm X, Louis Farrakhan, Martin Luther King. They now all of a sudden they're historians on these pagan holidays and how they affect our people and why we shouldn't celebrate them. You understand? 4th of July in Annapolis, very big holiday, downtown Annapolis. They go downtown Annapolis, where slaves were sold, right in front of the Market House, where slaves were sold, and celebrate right next to the Alex Haley statue memorial. Watch the fireworks go off up and down and blah, 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 and then come back and say, well, no, you ain't supposed to celebrate. You a sellout if you celebrate Christmas because Christmas ain't for black people. When the fuck was Independence Day for black people?
Yeah, we ain't independent yet.
Right.
We still dealing with Trump's ass.
We black people ain't benefit from Independence Day.
Exactly.
So that's where I have a problem. And what we have, like I said, my people, I love my people to death. They'll let you know I'm out there, fists up, all of that. But, you know, a lot of these things I just can't get behind, you know. And one thing I'm not going to do is down my people for wanting to have fun and celebrate something. You know, St. Patrick's Day, shit, downtown Annapolis, I think they sell beers. One of the bars sell beers for 25 cents, a beer, the green beer. Like, who the hell ain't going to go down there with $5 and get...
and ball till you fall.
and get shit-faced, you know what I mean? That's what it's about, that's what it's about. Oh, well. You know what I mean? Let them people do what they going to do. If they choose to be uninformed about it, then that's on them. That's not your decision. You can educate people, but you also have to tolerate the fact that they might not pick up on that or get hip to that as fast as you do. And, you know, like I said, that's just my view on that. And for those that are out there celebrating, celebrate. Have fun, but please be responsible. Be careful. You know, we don't want to wake up in the morning and see a bunch of news clips about accidents that happened and crashes and people getting pulled over and assaulted by police or assaulting each other because they was drunk and turned up. Y'all be out there, y'all party, y'all be safe, and y'all take care of yourselves. And if you got somebody with you, make sure you got your eye on your party partner with you at all times.
Celebrate responsibly. That's all we asking.
Exactly.
Celebrate responsibly. Well, I have something that I want to get off my chest. It has nothing to do with Trump, and it has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day. These bad feet bitches, if y'all don't put them motherfucking eagle's claws and Chow Nung Min's fucking little bin with the water and the bubbles and get her to work on them feet before y'all pre-spring pull them bitches out, because it ain't really spring yet. Because we do have some snow down on this end during the course of the weekend. But if you're going to have them bitches out, at least have them nice and smooth. Your toes ain't even got to be polished. But, you know, it will be nice to put a little splash of color on them. But definitely make sure that husk off the back of your feet. Oh, my God. When the back of your heel looks like cracked concrete, then we got a problem. Because there are tools and devices that can help smooth that out. And, you know, it's just good health. It's good hygiene. Because people are diabetic. They have to really take care of their feet, because that's one thing that could be eliminated from your body. And, you know, because you didn't take care of it, you could get gangrene, you know, poor circulation. You know, there's so many things that could happen with bad foot health. You got to make sure that you, you know, don't have no toe jam, hangnails. Like, I really, I don't have a foot fetish, you know, but it's guys out there that do, and before you want to stick your foot in a Bama mouth, you got to make sure that bitch is sterilized.
All right, my thing of it is, like, my thing with the feet is like this. Look, you know, you ain't got to go to the salon and get your feet done. You don't have to do that. They got a whole goddamn aisle in every damn near every grocery store, drug store, hair store you go to that sell shit to make sure your feet good. And even if you can't afford that shit, a goddamn bottle of cocoa butter lotion don't cost but $1.87. Cocoa butter your goddamn feet.
And put some thick socks on. That's
these broads be at, these broads be at the club. I mean, hair be tight. Face be tight, makeup on point, eyebrows, some of y'all, not all of y'all, eyebrows be on point, clothes be fire, whole body be oiled up, shining, glistening, get down to the feet, it look like these bitches
on the underground, like they just
been,
for they
like train. These bitches been fueling a train with coal, using their goddamn toes, like you could stick your damn feet in a river and pull out a goddamn salmon, ladies. That's not sexy. I don't give a damn how big your ass is. I don't give a damn how much you look like the Flavor of the Month. If your goddamn feet look like the Fugitive, you lost. You goddamn lost.
Yeah, because that's not sexy at all.
That is not sexy at all. That is not sexy at all. And one thing I would say, my baby, salute, because my baby know when she look at her feet, she like, oh, yeah, I got to work on my... Make it happen, baby. And whatever you need me to go get from the store to make that happen, I'm with it, because we're a team. You want your feet to look good, I want your feet to look good. And I want them to feel good when I rub them. God damn it. And this is a man speaking. And I ain't just saying this because, you know, I'm on the air with my boo. I'm saying this as a man who was single at one time, but that ran across a couple of y'all pretty broads with them goddamn Lou Ferrigno toes.
They was incredible.
Fucking Incredible Hulk toes, feet hanging off the front of the damn sandals.
Oh, that shit irks me so
bad. Looking like a goddamn sloth claw.
Nah.
Them goddamn butter knife toenails. That shit ain't sexy.
Yeah, get your little inserts to keep your feet from sliding forward.
Hey, right, and stop calling that shit natural. Well, I'm natural. I don't put chemicals on my feet. You better put a goddamn chemical on them damn feet.
There's some Crisco, some cocoa butter, some canola oil. Stop.
For your natural ass be home lonely, scraping them goddamn feet, walking across the carpet, sound like you tap dancing. Get the fuck out of here.
No, it sound like you pulling up carpet. All you hear is...
trying to figure out why your carpet need to be replaced every 9 months. Because you're rusty foot ass walking around kicking up sparks, burning your goddamn apartment up. Shit.
Terrible. That is terrible.
You fucking kidding me? Like, that shit right there, like, yeah. Like, that's one of them things, like, as a man, like, I already know. I'm a man, goddamn. My feet look like a man's feet. You know what I mean? I ain't saying my shit look like no Crypt Keeper shit or nothing. But, you know, my feet ain't, you know, my feet look like a man shit. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know, but, like, the one thing that irks me just be that white, ashy husk on the heel that females be having. And it be like, it look like the skin, the dead skin just been on there. Like, the shit look like they got pulled out of fucking sarcophagus in Egypt. And just stood up and started walking on them motherfuckers all the way from Egypt to America. Ladies, feet. Like y'all say, women say the first thing they look at when they see a man is his shoes and his hands. Men do the same shit. The first thing we look at women, well, the first three things we usually look at when we see a woman is your titties, your ass, and your feet.
Oh, so the face don't matter, huh? That could be
I'm not gonna front like I ain't had a couple night fly booger bears come through that I'd have knocked off on the humble because they had a nice body, but they was a wreck up. They was butterheads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie.
From the neck up.
And I ain't even saying like I'm Denzel or no shit like that. You know, but I know that I ain't no ugly motherfucker. You understand what I'm saying? But ladies, like, the things that y'all, you know, you getting money out these dudes giving you money for this, that, and whatever, and you can't stop your ass pass nowhere and take $15 of that and sit your goddamn feet in a tub and let Kim Wong and Ling Ling and them rub on your goddamn toes and scrape that nasty shit off, you losing, boo. You losing. And I swear to God, this summer, if I see feet, I'm going to start doing like the kids do with the sneakers. What are those? I'm telling you, that's how I'm hitting y'all asses up this summer. So get your goddamn feet game right.
Yeah, know this. If you see Karma or see Allen, we are going to take pictures of those feet. So you better hide them motherfuckers. You better put some tennis shoes on or wear Tim's all summer, because if we see them bitches and they busted, it's going down on the gram. I'm definitely taking pictures, and I'm definitely posting it on Instagram, and I'm going to share it with Facebook so everybody can see the motherfuckers, and they can either donate 50 cents towards your pedicure, or they know not to go and lay up with your ass without you having socks on.
Bitches will start a GoFundMe account for a new car. Bitch, start a GoFundMe account and get you about $1,000 in feet manicure money. At least you know that you will be able to get them motherfuckers done for the next year or a year and a half. If you, look, just set your budget at like $500-$600. Say, look, you know, I'm on here. I start the GoFundMe account. Post a picture of your feet for the picture for the GoFundMe. I guarantee you that you will raise that $1,000 if niggas really care about you. Because the bottom line is y'all let these niggas gas y'all up. This is another thing, ladies. Y'all keep letting these dudes gas y'all up because y'all eating the wood like you supposed to. And these niggas ain't telling you what you supposed to hear. Them niggas is corny. And if you laying next to a nigga right now, because I know it's some females listening, if you laying next to a dude right now, you look down at your feet and your shit look rough and he ain't said nothing to you, kick his ass out the house. That's not a real nigga. A real nigga's going to tell you to go get them goddamn feet done. A real nigga will cut in his haircut money to get your goddamn feet done if he care about the way your feet look, because you are a representation of that man that you lay next to.
Exactly. Now, this is what I want to say. All y'all fake toenail-wearing bitches, Jesus Christ, bad enough you putting tips on your fingers, okay? Some people need them. Some people don't. I'm one of the ones, I don't. I can grow my shit. My hair and my nails grow fine. I got Indian in my family, and you can quote me on that. Now, if you still got that motherfucking big toe, that false big toe on from last summer's last manicure.
Yo, your motherfucking self.
Basically, go outside, start your car, put a brick on the gas, and stand in front of the car, because you definitely need to be ran the fuck over like your feet looking right now. Lashes, toenail polish, and all that shit, like, get that shit taken care of, ladies. Like, we always talk about, oh, ain't no good men. Bitch, don't nobody want to burn up because you done fucking started friction in the bed and set the mattress on fire from all that husk on your fucking feet, and that fake toenail done caught fire. Because it been on there for a year and a half.
Good pussy is so much better when it's connected to some well taken care of toes. I'm going to tell you that.
I know that's right. Don't nobody got time for that.
That Eddie Murphy shit, that shit in Boomerang, that wasn't just no movie shit. It's real men out there that feel like that. If them toes ain't right,
that's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. You understand? Just like if them teeth ain't right.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? I can never stress this enough. Ladies, your smile and your eyes are the windows to your soul. A man can pretty much tell anything he needs to know by looking at your smile. And if you smile and your teeth look like black and mild tips, it depending on how drunk we are, a man might still want to get the head, though. He might still try to see if the head and the ass is good. But at 9 times out of 10, he ain't going to take you out nowhere in the daytime. And he damn sure ain't going to take you to his mama house if your teeth look like dominoes or dice. Because his mama going to clown your ass when you leave.
Mouth look like you been eating cinder block cupcakes. Just
right.
The fuck up.
You know what I mean? Like a bitch just been snacking on firecrackers all day. Fix that shit, goddamn.
Yeah.
And like I said, again, I will put my disclaimer out there. I am not the nigga that you would use to judge sexy. I'm sexy, but I'm sexy in my own right. I'm sexy in my bracket, in the big nigga bracket. I'm a sexy nigga. I'm not going to lie about that. Even without a shape up and a haircut, I can still pull off my sexy shit. But...
Hey, bitches that's listening, y'all think he's sexy? Y'all better keep that shit to yourself.
Lord have mercy.
I got one in the chamber in case you're pondering.
At the end of the day, like I said, ladies, you know, you want a man with, the women want a man with 6-figure bank account, 2 luxury cars, a 5-bedroom house with a hot tub, a pool, bowling alley, big screen TV on 7 acres of land, a 77-inch dick.
The least you can do is
eyes like Michael Ealy, skin like Boris Kodjo, and you walking around looking like goddamn Yoda. What the fuck?
What's the thing off the Lord of the Rings?
Smeagol. Golem. His name Golem. Smeagol. Y'all can't be doing that, man. And look, this is another thing. This is me. This is some personal shit for me. Stop that no filter shit. Stop it. Stop posting your picture on Facebook looking like Beetlejuice when they sprinkled that dust on his head, talking about no filter, all natural. Nah, baby, some of y'all need a filter. There's nothing wrong with that. Some of your favorite actresses use filters every time they do a photo shoot. It's nothing wrong with filters. There's nothing wrong with that.
But you can't keep scanning people on your timeline with that.
Right, right. You can't have all your filters making you look like Halle Berry, and then when we see your ass at the club, you look like Chuck Berry.
Oh, Mariah Carey.
You can't use that many filters. You understand what I'm saying? You got to make the shit believable, you know? But, like I said, that's just me, and that's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? But like I said, ladies, like a fat ass is good. A nice body is good. That's awesome. But when you got that head to toe from the top, just bang, 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 all the way to the bottom, kapow, kapow, man, you'll never get rid of that dude, man. And like I said, if the nigga really love you, he's going to make sure that you maintain that.
I definitely agree.
He's going to make sure that you maintain that hair and those nails and those feet. And that makeup. And that mouth, for real.
That's what the fuck you got these good-ass jobs for with dental plans, bitch.
This bitch makes $75,000 a year walking around looking like she ain't had a job since Florida Evans was alive. Like, come on, dog. Like, you killing me with that shit, man, at the end of the day. But, dudes, we got to step our game up, too. Now, I ain't going to just lean on the ladies, fellas.
Stop wearing skinny jeans. That's my only thing.
My nigga,
like,
please, yo, like, skinny jeans are reserved for dudes. I'm going to give you this age bracket. I'm going to say from 12 to about 20. Once you turn 21 and you get that ID face in front, nigga, put them goddamn skinny jeans in the closet. Give them to your little brother, your nephew, your little cousin, whoever you need to give them to. But stop wearing that shit, man. And if I see another one of you niggas walking around with skorts on or a fishnet t-shirt, oh, nigga, I'm going to cook you. I'm going to take a picture of you and I'm going to cook you forever. But, fellas, we got to maintain ourselves too, man. Like, you know, we don't want the ladies to be stinking, man. You can't be coming in the house off work running ball and just stick your dick in the girl face, man. Like, you got to wash your balls, man. You got to maintain your shit, man. If you got a jungle down there, man, you might have to take some scissors or go to the store, buy you them little $7 clippers from Dollar General. Keep your shit trim, man. You know what I mean? We can't be putting our fingers on these women's coochies, man, with our fingers looking like we've been digging in tar all day, man. That shit ain't cool, man. That's not sexy at all, fellas. You know what I mean? Like, I'm literally overdue on my barbershop visit. I know my barber got a worn out on me right now, whatever, whatever. I don't care. I'm still fly with my shit. But, you know, as much as we want our ladies to maintain themselves, fellas, we got to maintain ourselves, too. Because just like she a reflection of us when she go out, we a reflection of her when we go out as well. And we got to maintain that same thing, too. I ain't saying you got to be thousands of dollars clothing from head to toe. Nah, man. Just buy what you buy to make yourself look good. If you ain't sure how you look, if you ain't sure your style, you ain't got to take your lady with you. If you want a surprise, call your sister. You know what I mean? Call somebody, you know, a female that you could go hang out with that could say, you know, try this and this. You know, that can help you with your style. You know what I'm saying? If worst come to worst, you got to pull your lady out and say, look, baby, like, you know, I need some help with this. Because as men, sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes as men, we don't say, look, baby, I'm not sure how I'm going to look with these clothes. So you give me, I mean, like, right now, like, it was a time, you know, where my wife would say, no, I don't like that. I'd be like, nigga, whatever. I'm C. Allen. This is my shit. You know, now I be sitting on the bed with the kids, like, ass, mommy gonna hook us up tonight, ain't we? Gonna be fly as a motherfucker when mommy can take our clothes out. What you wearing, Kai? What you wearing, booger? Look, this is what I'm wearing. My shit gonna be fresh. You know what I mean? So, you know, as a man, we gotta maintain ourselves too. And there's nothing wrong. I got a lot of homeboys out there now lately that'll go out. And they'll get their nails, they'll get manicures, pedicures. There's nothing wrong with a dude doing that. Fellas, ain't nothing wrong with you going, getting your nails clean and trimmed, getting your feet done, you know, getting your feet clean, getting them right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But,
hold on. But,
when you niggas start putting acrylic colors on your nails,
yeah, then
that's where the line gets drawn.
Because, see, that's my thing. Where is the line between masculine and feminine? It's like the lines are blurred now. Like, it's okay for dudes to wear dresses. Nigga, when we was little, a nigga wear a dress, that nigga was clowned forever.
And you got your ass whooped when you got home.
Oh, yeah. Because your mother, your father, and all the neighbors that seen you know that little boys should not wear dresses. That is no disrespect to anybody in the industry that's a celebrity, but that gay-ass shit, no disrespect to nobody of the rainbow community, but this is just my opinion, that shit is not right.
Hey, you're absolutely right. I was co-signing. Go ahead.
If you cross-dressing and that's your thing, be the best cross-dresser you can be. But don't be running around here talking about you straight, but you got on a fucking skirt and thigh highs. What the fuck is up with that? Don't no real chick want no glittery-ass dude. And I'm saying that in the aspect of it's okay to be secure within your masculinity and feel like, oh, yeah, I can wear this pink button-up. A pink button-up is different compared to a pink skirt. I just come up in that era where guys wore pants, girls wore skirts. There was nothing that a guy wore unless you were Scottish and wore kilt. That was the only acceptable skirt that could be worn. If you have on a robe and you are a judge, if you are the Pope and have on a robe, that's different. But to wear a mini dress, a maxi dress, or anything of that nature, and you are a guy and you wanted to be with a girl, that is not the attire that you would wear to attract that female. So I'm just giving y'all a heads up. It's okay to be cool. It's okay to be fly. But it's just certain lines that have been blurred over the years, and it's time that we take a stance with that. Because I know plenty of gay guys, and half of them, you wouldn't even know they were gay unless they told you.
They're dressed tougher than some of the straight niggas that's walking around.
My point exactly. Your sexuality does not mean the way that you dress. That's where a lot of people get it confused. Like females, it's okay to be a lesbian, but you don't have to look like a dude to be a lesbian.
I gotta stop drinking this shit here, boy.
And I'm just being honest because, you know, back in the day, you couldn't tell that a female was gay. Yeah, you had some of the quote, and I air quote, butch chicks. Okay, but sometimes those chicks actually liked men. It's just they grew up in an environment where they dressed like boys. I'm talking from experience because I wasn't super duper dressy. Yeah, picture day, my mother might make me wear a dress, but I had shorts on underneath. You know what I'm saying? When I was able to buy my own clothes, only thing I did was wear polo shirts, Air Force, Tim's, and jeans. And no, I didn't wear skinny tight jeans. I wore loose fitting jeans that probably was two sizes too big for me, but it was neat, and I pulled it off, but my hair was done, you know what I'm saying, like a girl.
You ain't wear them tight jeans around me, because I didn't knock the head up, man.
Yeah, but guess what? For the last motherfucking 16 years, I've been wearing tight jeans. That's why we got two kids now, nigga. Don't start no shit.
Yeah, matter of fact, we can talk about that a little later on.
Maybe we will. Just don't wear no skirt, because that's going to ruin your chances.
You know goddamn well I ain't going to wear nothing that look like no damn skirt. You something else. But nah, yeah, like, all right, I'm going to say this about the pink button-up, fellas. You can wear the pink button-up, but if you tie it up at the bottom, you suspect. You, yeah.
A potential glitter boy.
Potential. You sizzly. I see the when you walk past, I hear the nah, you can't do that to yourself, fellas. But no, ultimately, I do want to say something. I would like to give a shout out to you and to Yanni.
Really?
Her motherfucker. Fuck Yanni. Oh, I'm sorry, I said that out loud. But
she ready to mute your shit.
I know, right? She ready to mute me. But nah, I just want to say, you know, I appreciate y'all allowing me to be a part of Brickhouse Radio and to spew my
male point of view.
A male point of view
mm-hmm.
onto this. And I appreciate y'all. I'm sure Yanni going to probably cuss me out via inbox in a little bit because I know she probably listening to this laughing. Whatever, Yanni. But, yeah, I appreciate y'all allowing me to be a part of this. And I have enjoyed myself, and I will make sure that I guarantee and continue to bring my brand of ignorance to the radio show, to Brickhouse Radio, because everybody loves a Brickhouse. Let's talk about that. I'm going to ask you that. Let me interview you for a second, Ms. Karma.
Sure.
What is your definition of a brick house?
Did you not marry me?
Yes, I did.
That's your question. That's your definition.
That's how I married you. What is your definition of what a brick house should or could be?
Well, my total definition, as I've, you know, became a part of Brick House Radio, a brick house to me, like, you got to have a fat ass. That's no disrespect to anybody that's lacking in the butt cheek department, but that is definitely what actually on this show, which Brick House represents, you got to have ass. Your titties, you can be an A cup, but if that ass is on dubs, then that's what the fuck it is. And not just the visual, you have to be strong minded, strong spirited, and strong willed. So that means whatever you're doing it to death. If you play basketball, you do it to death. If you doing a magazine, you do it to death. If you work with the community, you do it to death. You excel at what you're doing, and you always strive to be the best at what you're doing, and you look good while you're doing it.
That's what's up, man. Yes, Lord. You have been a brick house. You are a brick house, I must admit. Let me stop pitching woo on the job.
Yeah, for real.
But
the show had to end early. But I definitely want to shout out my man Pootie again. Happy birthday, Pootie.
Happy birthday, Pootie.
Yeah, hey, look, man, don't inbox me tomorrow talking about you woke up with some strange motherfucker. Be out with your boo. Don't get too wasted after you get off or whatever. You know, enjoy yourself. Stay in love and keep the peace. That's all I need you to do, brother. Stay in love and keep the peace.
That shit. Go turn up, my nigga. Go turn. I'm drinking green Ciroc because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Holy smokes!
I've got some. I've only had a shot, my love. I've been drinking green Ciroc. I figured Ciroc was owned by a black person, so wouldn't nobody lean on me for drinking that. Because you know how they are about the white people holidays and shit. Oh, you drinking that white man liquor, woo, 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 whatever.
Yeah, that's Diddy. Well, I definitely want to make sure that everyone that's listening is aware of the fashion show that's in Bridgeport, Connecticut on June 11th. It's a Brick House production. So make sure you go out. You represent Yanni Amir and all her associates that's dealing with the fashion show. Again, that's June 11th in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's a fashion show. You know, go show some love. See some pieces that you may have never seen before. See some things that you may want to purchase, you know, or just, guys, you just want to go watch the models, be at one with that and support that, because we all are here to uplift each other and empower each other and to make sure that we are all on the right path for righteousness. And that don't necessarily mean by the Bible righteousness, mean whatever is just right for you. And it's positive. So we want to make sure that that is perpetuated onto the community and, you know, everybody that surrounds us. Because nobody wants to be surrounded by a whole bunch of negative stuff. You know, I may say some things on here that may not be considered positive, but, you know, it comes from a good place and it's always for the better in the end. So, like, just like we was talking about feet, I'm not talking about people that have deformities or things that they cannot fix as far as their feet, you know, because there's some people that lost their feet in a war, like I said, diabetes, you know, that sort of thing. Understandable. But if you're just plain flat out lazy and don't put no time into yourself because you only have one body and it's up to you to be the person that's the groundskeeper and to keep everything intact. And if you just falling off and being lazy and not doing your feet and expect for somebody to still want to rub the motherfuckers, then, you know, that's your problem. You got to fix that. That's why I had to put that out there. So is anybody that may be caught in that mess that, oh, I can be myself. And if yourself is crusty-footed, then you need to fix that. Definitely, again, shout out to Yanni, Amir, Brick House Radio. C. Allen, can you tell everybody, you know, where you can be found at, my brother?
You can follow me, everything C. Allen. Facebook, C. Allen. Twitter, at C. Allen. Instagram, they call him C. Follow me. I guarantee you that you will not regret it. That's everybody everywhere that's listening right now. Pick your phone up. If you're at your computer, go to your computer, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, and type in C. Allen, and I'm going to pop up, buddy. Trust me, that's what it is. Shout out to all the listeners. Thank y'all for tuning in. Brick House Radio, handle your business, baby.
Well, you can find me on Facebook at Kamala Karma Allen. You can also find me on Twitter at DareAlKarmuh, Darrell Karma. You can find me on IG, Cam_BYH2O. You can inbox me, email me at karma106@gmail.com and AOL. And anybody that's clowning me about my AOL, don't do that because she still works. So I need as many emails as possible. So I got both of those, and it's karma106. So feel free to hit me up whenever you see fit, or if there's anything you need to submit as far as opportunities for the show or bios, music, whatever. Just make sure you hit me up, all right? And this definitely is Brick House Radio, and I'm definitely Karma, and that's definitely C. Allen.
I'm right.
And I'm definitely hitting that on a regular.
Yes, she is. Matter of fact, let me mute this phone. But first, do we got a song for King Pooty to celebrate for his birthday?
Yes.
And the show on. Let's make that happen for him. Happy birthday to you, King Pooty.
We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ecstasy and the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the ecstasy and the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sound like Eminem and the Hulk, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, a nigga roll that weed up. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the LA, they saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But how they in New York? Niggas should tell you I'm loco. When you're playing it to put the rap game in the choke. So I'm fully focused, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. I show you that you're feeling my stats, you're feeling my flow. A girl so what did they buy and they ready to go. Okay. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the eggs. If you're in the take a drug. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the eggs. Club all the time, nigga. The problem pop up, nigga. G-Unit.